Hello, hello, welcome, 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 welcome to another edition of the Daily Bread. We find ourselves here on a Wednesday, May the 13th, middle of the month of May already. If you're new around here, we welcome you. We welcome you to First His Kingdom Family Church Ministries, and we always start the service, whether it be Sunday morning or Wednesday when we do the daily bread. We always make the confession where the word of God will transform my life and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. We pray you get a hold of that confession. We pray you have already gotten a hold of that confession. Those of you who continue to tune in, those of you who continue to set time aside to come here and to listen every Wednesday, we say thank you so much. Or whenever you listen to the Daily Bread, we say thank you so much. So if you're new around here, welcome. If you are a returning listener, a longtime supporter, a mail-in supporter, someone who keeps an eye on us from afar, we say thank you to all the above. We appreciate each and every one of you. As Pastor Jesse always says, we couldn't do what we do without you. Amen. So we appreciate you. But most importantly, I want you to take away that God sees you and God is going to reward your faithfulness. Amen. You might not see it now. You might not see it a month from now. You might not see it a year from now, but God always rewards those who are faithful to him in Jesus' name. Amen. So your reward's coming. Amen. So let's see. Again, today is Wednesday, May the 13th. So whenever you might be listening to this, I welcome you. Amen. I welcome you here. Try not to take up too much of your time. I do have a small devotional that we'll run through, and then I will get out of your hair, so to speak. Amen. And if you've noticed the pattern that we kind of go back and forth on here, Pastor Rose likes to touch on healing because that's something she's gone through, something she's gotten healed of, something that is close to her heart, and something that she speaks on because she has been healed of many things in the past. Amen. So she likes to share that with you, which I know I always look forward to hearing what Pastor Rose has to say on Wednesday's edition of the Daily Bread, as well as the Sunday morning services she ministers at First His Kingdom Family Church. Amen. So I always look forward to what she has to say about healing. Amen. Me, on the other hand, I try to share on things about struggling, amen, hard times, amen, because I've gone through that. So it's something that I know I am confident enough in to share, and know that if God can make a way for me, he can make a way for any of those of you who are listening, amen. So that's a little backstory on how normally we share different things here on the Daily Bread. Amen. So if you're taking notes or you have your Bible with you, there'll be some confessions that I will read. And if you want to jot down one or two that you can make on your own, I suggest doing that. Amen. I suggest doing that. Amen. Because how many of us know daily confessions to our Heavenly Father just give us that extra jump in our spiritual step, so to speak. Amen. So if you're taking notes and you have your Bible, we're going to be reading out of Job chapter 19, verses 25 through 27, and I will give you two versions of that, so to speak. And if you're taking notes, the title of this small little devotional is entitled Blessed Assurance. Blessed Assurance. If you follow our YouTube and you follow our Sunday evening service on our YouTube channel, you know Pastor Jesse always has the best titles for his messages. Amen. So I always try and mimic that or copy that with mine as well. Amen. So again, if you're taking notes, this small little devotional is entitled Blessed Assurance. Amen. Again, we're reading out of Job chapter 19, verses 25 and 27. And this particular translation is coming out of the NLT, which I believe stands for New Language Translation, maybe. I'm not sure. But here we go. It says, I know that my Redeemer lives, and he will stand upon the earth at last. It says, after my body has decayed, yet in my body I will see God. I will see him for myself. Yes, I will see him with my own eyes. And it says, and I am overwhelmed at that thought. I am overwhelmed at that thought. Amen. If you haven't already guessed where this might be coming out of, it'll be coming out of the book of Job. Amen. Blessed Assurance is the title again. Now, it says, in a matter of days, everything was destroyed. It says, first his 11,000 livestock and servants were stolen, burned, or killed. And this is talking about Job. So in a matter of days, everything was destroyed. First, Job's 11,000 livestock and servants were stolen, burned, or killed. It says, 10 of his children died at once. 10 of Job's children died at once. To make matters worse, this unfortunate man's skin was plagued with painful sores. It says, which he scraped with a piece of broken pottery. Amen. So he had sores and he used a piece of broken pottery to scrape them. Amen. Bless God. If you know anything about what Pastor Rose has gone through the past couple of years, you know she had some sores and some outbreaks on her skin. That she had a lot of pain, amen, that she went through, amen. And you know, she's one of the toughest ladies I know. I think there's only maybe one tougher lady that I've ever met, and that's my grandma. So I know that's where my mom gets her toughness from, amen. But praise the Lord, if you've heard Pastor Rose, she has been healed of that, amen? And she is healed of that, amen? And she testifies to that, amen? So, it says, how could anyone endure such tragedy? How could anyone endure such tragedy? It says, to be fair, Job mourns and laments and weeps. It says, he is confused, hopeless, and weak. Now, on top of feeling cursed and desperate, it says he is taunted by his friends and even his wife. They tell him, give up on God. He has given up on you. Stop waiting on God to redeem you. He has obviously forgotten you. That's what those closest to him and even his wife were telling him. Amen. It says, but Job refuses to curse God, as God knew he would. And despite the tragedies he endured, Job is assured that God will not fail when it matters the most. Amen? This man lost his livestock, servants were stolen, burned, killed, 10 of his children died at once. Those closest to him and his wife taunting him. Amen? That's a lot to take in, I'm sure. But what does it say? It says, but Job refuses to curse God, as God knew he would. And despite the tragedies he endured, Job is assured that God will not fail when it matters most. Amen? So if you're going through something or you're struggling with something and you feel confused, you feel hopeless, you feel weak, amen? Those closest to around you, maybe even your significant other, are telling you things like this, to give up on God. God's turned his back on you, or God's not paying attention to you. This last part, it says, Job is assured that God will not fail when it matters most. So I'm here to tell you, God is for you, and he will not fail you when it matters the most. Amen? Now, if you're taking some notes and you want to write this confession down, I encourage you to do that, and then make a confession yourself. Amen? And the confession goes like this. It says, God, thank you that with you by my side, I can endure tests and trials. It says, you have always been faithful. My hope is in you. Amen? So write that down, or make a confession with that couple of sentences. You know, my hope is in you. Amen? You have always been faithful. Amen? God is always faithful, and he will continue to be faithful for you. Amen? Now, again, we're reading out of Job chapter 19, verses 25 through 27. And this is from the NRSV. I don't know what that stands for, but it says, I know that my Redeemer lives, and that at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has thus destroyed, then my flesh, I shall see God, whom I shall see on my side, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. It says, my heart faints within me. My heart faints within me. Amen? Now, it says, Job's faith had been weakened by testing. How many of us listening, you might be sitting there thinking, I know what that's like. I know how that feels. I'm right there along with you. Job's faith had been weakened by testing. It says, but he clutched desperately to the one promise that could sustain him. And what was that? No matter what happened to Job in his earthbound life, nothing could take away the joy he would share with God in his eternal life. Amen? So even though we go through struggles, and even though Job struggled, he knew no matter what, even if things get worse here, amen, praise God, when he gets to glory, it'll be all worth it. Amen? When he got to heaven, he knew it would be all worth it. Amen? And that's the same that goes for us. Amen? That when we get to heaven, we know it's going to be all worth it. Amen? Everything on earth is a fleeting treasure. Everything on earth is a fleeting treasure. A momentary comfort that can be lost in a flash. But the assurance of your eternal peace in his kingdom, if you have submitted your life to Jesus Christ, it's indestructible. Amen? Indestructible. Submitting your life to Jesus, amen? It's indestructible. Amen? So, treasures here on earth, things that we hold dear, those can be taken away in a flash. Amen? But how many of us know if we are submitting our life to Jesus, amen, the bigger picture is we get to go to heaven and spend eternity with Him. Amen. Spending eternity with our Heavenly Father. Amen. Get excited about that. Amen. Now, I'm going to give you this last confession. Amen. And I'll leave you with a question, and then I'll get out of your hair. Amen. The confession is, Father, assurance of a better life with you is still all the hope I need. Amen. How good is that? Father, assurance of a better life with you is all the hope I need. Amen. You are on my side, and you will stand when all else fails. Amen. You are on my side, and you will be standing when all else fails. And finally, it says, help me keep my gaze fixed on you. Amen. Help me, Lord, keep my gaze fixed on you. Amen. Amen. And now I'm going to leave you with this question, which is, how does Job's story bring comfort to you today? Amen. How does hearing about what Job went through bring you comfort today? Amen. Take a little time and think that over. Amen. Answer in your head, or even answer out loud if you're by your side. But how does Job's story bring you comfort today? Amen. So, again, Blessed Assurance was the title of this. I hope you got a little bit out of this small devotional. I hope you got a little bit encouragement. I hope you got a little pep in your step from this, that as much hard times Job went through, and as much struggle, loneliness, hopelessness, confused, weak, he never turned his back on Jesus, and he never threw in the towel, so to speak. Even though his wife and those around him taunted him, amen, he stuck by his belief in our Heavenly Father, amen. So I encourage you to do the same, amen. You might be sitting there thinking to yourself, Andrew, you don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what hardship I'm going through. No, I probably don't, amen. But I do know who can get you through that hardship. I know who can rescue you, who can watch over you, who can protect you, who can bring you through all of that. And his name is Jesus. Amen. Why? Because he loves you. Amen. But as I read towards the end of that, submitting your life to Jesus above all, that's going to be the key right there to get you through whatever struggle you might be going through. Amen. And I always say, God's working behind the scenes on your behalf. Amen. A lot of times we don't know it. And a lot of times we feel weak. We feel lonely. We feel like our prayers aren't going anywhere. Amen. Our prayers feel like as soon as we're praying them, they fall flat right in front of us. Amen. But how many of us know God's always there? God never fails. And God is working on your behalf behind the scenes. Amen. To what? To bless you, to protect you, to watch over you. Amen. And to take care of you. Amen. So when you pray and confess the word over your life every day, you will strengthen your inner man and grow in faith and confidence. Never underestimate the power of God's word. It is full of life and will minister healing and strength to you in every area. Every area, every area, every area. Every area of your life. Amen. God wants to be a part of that. Amen. So if you haven't gotten a hold of that confession either, I encourage you to rewind it a little bit and get it on an index card. Amen. Use it in the morning before you head out the door. Use it in the evening before you go to sleep. Amen. Incorporate it into your daily life. Amen. You will see how much that confession will work in your life. Amen. So bless God. I appreciate you spending a little time with me here. Pastor Rose will be with you next Wednesday. And then as always, our healing service is the last Wednesday of every month. So a little homework assignment. If you have someone close to you, amen, coworker, a good friend, sister, brother, that are fighting some symptoms, you get together and they say, man, I woke up and man, this was hurting me, or I did this and man, this is sore now, or coughing and sneezing, man, that is the easiest opportunity to say, hey, this last Wednesday of the month is healing service at First Kingdom Family Church. Tune in. Jesus always shows up. Jesus is always healing. Amen. Encourage them to listen in. And you know what? They'll get healed. Amen. They'll get healed of whatever is ailing them. Amen. So, little homework assignment for those of you who are listening. Amen. Again, Pastor Rose will be with you next Wednesday for a small little devotional. Amen. Have a blessed rest of this week, and we'll see you right back here next Wednesday with Pastor Rose. Be blessed.